I think we've seen a significant expansion of the ticket system. It now applies and it also embraces home delivery in some markets. But the ticket system applies now in Kuwait, in Qatar, in Oman and in the UAE.
Describe that ticket system.
It effectively means that the client can pick the sheep, but then they have that sheep taken to the abattoir. Within the abattoir circuit, they purchase a ticket, watch the animal slaughtered, but it is slaughtered professionally in the facility. It's not a self-slaughter. They then collect the carcass at the end of the process. So we've seen a significant expansion of that. The other thing that we've seen this time around is the development of home delivery service in certain markets. In other words, having selected the animal, having seen it slaughtered, they can have it delivered home. Or if they are not as convinced that they need to observe the slaughter, they can actually purchase the carcass home delivered and do that on an app. Now, that's, I think, an important development.
You say that's growing. What figures do you have?
Well, we don't have the precise figures, but it is now significantly recognised. In the abattoirs that we saw, this is the only system that applies. Now, people can still buy other animals for self-slaughter, but in the case of Australian animals, where we have the closed supply system, this is the predominant, overwhelming method of purchase.
This time last year, Animals Australia reported 3,000 sheep thereabouts were found outside the approved supply chain at this time at Eid al-Adha. Are you speaking now ahead of what will be any bad exposure over the weekend?
Well, we hope not. I mean, this is the aim of continuing to improve. We recognised the problem last time. We took steps. I think the market has become educated. One other thing that was a significant development was in Kuwait, where there was a problem last time. There is now verbal agreement by the two importers that all animals going to the abattoir have to be slaughtered within the abattoir with a reconciliation at the end. Now, what they are looking for is government support for that initiative, and we've spoken to the minister up there and are following up on it. But I think we're seeing a realisation by the importers of Australian sheep that the standards that we are insisting on, they are seeking to now implement fully.
You say that no system is foolproof, and animal rights activists would say this is the very reason Australia should not be exporting live animals for slaughter. What would be your response?
Well, my response to that is there is a demand for live animals because of the nature of the festival. This is the festival that recognises Abraham's sacrifice, God saying to him, don't sacrifice your only son, but offer me a male sheep. And this is a culturally significant component in their religion. That's why there is such a demand for live slaughter in the process. Now, if Australia is out of the market, there will be no standards that seek to really improve the welfare, the treatment, the humane treatment, the no pain, no stress to the animal in the exercise. Take Australia out of the market and the situation will not improve and it won't go away.
There is also the issue of housing the sheep until the slaughter. What assurance do you have that they're in cool conditions and kept well?
Well, in all of the facilities that we saw, there is now shade over all of the animal holding pens. In the case of Kuwait, there is also the sprinkling of the surface of the ground to cool the temperature. That works in Kuwait because it's a drier heat. It doesn't work in the more humid climes. But we have been working with all the abattoir facilities. They've been engaged in research and experimentation with us as to ways in which we can address the heat problem with animals. It's an awareness, it's more than an awareness issue. Again, the facilities, the feedlots, the importers are genuinely seeking to deal with it, and we will continue to work with them to implement continuing improvement.